Good Shabbos, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. First, I'd like to wish a Mazel Tov to Sharon Draros and Evan Frank on their wedding this week. And congratulations to McCour couple number 12, Yael Liner and David Parvi, upon the birth of a baby girl named Elisheva Devorah. Mazel Tov. Rosh Hashanah is coming up in 1 week, and it's amazing how quickly the summer has passed. The sages tell us that whenever the Torah refers to Hayom, the day, it's alluding to Rosh Hashanah. The holiday itself is already unique. But this year, it will certainly be like no other Rosh Hashanah in our history. It will more than live up to the name Hayom. Rosh Hashanah commemorates the sixth and final day of God's active creation, a momentous date in the history of the world. That may be why Parshat Nitzavim is always read prior to Rosh Hashanah. It begins with the verse, "You are standing today, Atem Nitzavim Hayom." The word standing is commonly used in reference to legal judgment, because when someone enters a courtroom, he is required to stand before the court. So Nitzavim is an apt reference to the life-changing judgment we face on Rosh Hashanah. However, in this parsha, Hayom also refers to the last day of Moshe's life. We might wonder, why would the same words be applied to Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the new year, but also to the ending of Moshe's life? After all, it makes sense to assume that Rosh Hashanah, a new year, should evoke in us an entirely different reaction from the response we have to the finality of death. But that supposition is actually based on a common misconception about Rosh Hashanah. Due to COVID this year, we plan to shorten our services, so we will omit the piyutim, the songs that we typically include. I'm happy about this primarily because I have always wanted to remove Unatana Tokef, because it gives a misleading impression of the holiday. For example, it states that our fates are written on Rosh Hashanah and sealed on Yom Kippur. That is arguably accurate about some elements of the holiday. But with respect to the judgment that we receive, according to the Rambam, most of what we're concerned about for the year ahead is sealed on Rosh Hashanah. So the holiday marks the beginning of a new year, but it also marks an ending, just like Moshe's death. Rosh Hashanah is our last chance to choose our ideal potential for the year to come. If we pass up that opportunity on Rosh Hashanah, we won't get a do-over on Yom Kippur. I think the Parsha is reminding us that Hayom, the day of Rosh Hashanah, we both an ending and a beginning, and we should treat the holiday with the attention it warrants, independently of Yom Kippur. Over the coming week, our goal should be to consider what kind of human being we like to be and what we wish to accomplish in the coming year. If we're mindful to prepare for Rosh Hashanah with serious reflection, Hayom, this day, can have a transformational impact on our lives in the year ahead. Shabbat Shalom.